Tess McMillan really likes hiking around what's called the Issaquah Alps, Poopoo Point, Tiger Mountain, Cougar Mountain. These are all hiking trails easily accessible from town. But on her hikes, Tess would often hear gunfire. She learned there's a gun range nearby. Tess was concerned. She's not a fan of guns and didn't like hearing those loud blasts. But the real shock came when she learned that the gun range is right next door to Issaquah Middle School. So Tess wants to know, why is there a gun range next to a school? From KUOW in Seattle, this is Sound Cues, a podcast fueled by listener curiosity. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. This episode will explore a clash of cultures and how that could impact who's in charge of Congress next year. Reporter David Hyde is here. Hey, David.
Hi, Deb.
So you went out to Issaquah to find out the story of this gun range and why it is, where it is. Tell me about it.
Have you been out there?
No.
There are beautiful, newish school buildings out there. They're practically brand new. The middle school is gorgeous. The setting is gorgeous. It's in the Cascade Foothills, lovely mountain views. But the really striking thing is when you get out of the car, the first thing I heard that afternoon was gunfire, which is something you don't normally hear at schools. And it's loud. I actually mapped it on Google Earth, and the baseball field behind the middle school is less than 200 feet from this gun range.
So, David, why is this shooting range so close to the school?
It turns out the shooting range was there first.
Was there first. Okay.
Yeah. And we got a history of this shooting range from Tom Meckler. He's been a member of the Issaquah Sportsman's Club for 50 years.
The gun range has been here since the 1920s, so it's nothing new. You know, the schools came in after the gun range was here.
So picture the Northwest and what it must have been like back then. The Sportsman's Club building on the property was built with Work Progress Administration money back in the 1930s, 1937. It's this log-framed building. It's actually historically significant on the National Register of Historic Places. And I recently learned it's also a King County landmark building.
So our listener, Tess, has a pretty clear opinion about the shooting range. She's not a big fan. She doesn't like hearing the shots when she's hiking. And she's concerned that it's so close to the school. Is that a common view in the town?
My impression is yes, to some extent, especially for relative newcomers, people who moved to Issaquah for jobs at the East Side. Maybe they moved there from California. Another person I spoke to, Freya Thornton, who moved there recently from Montana.
And the first time I did hear the shooting range was at a soccer game that my kids and I were attending over at the high school, which is actually quite a little ways away from here. And I didn't know that the gun range was open and shooting. And when we heard shots, I made both of my sons duck and cover in the bleachers. They were terrified and I was terrified. Everybody around me knew what it was and sort of smiled and laughed and patted me and said it was no big deal.
Tom Meckler said, you know, he can understand why some people might be scared when they hear the gunfire, but he actually thinks that fear is misplaced.
From a safety standpoint, you can't get any safer than what we have at the range.
So it sounds like it's kind of a clash of cultures between longtime residents like Tom Meckler and newcomers. Is that a fair way to characterize it?
Yeah, exactly. Julie Watkins Jarvis is a woman I spoke with out there. Her family moved to Issaquah back in the late 1800s. Her dad was a member of the club. She was a member of the club when she was a kid. She actually showed me this red jacket that she had. It's got a logo on it that says Issaquah Junior Sportsman's Club.
And as long as I can remember, we as a family came up here twice a year at Thanksgiving time and Christmas time for the annual turkey shoots. That doesn't mean we were out there shooting turkeys. It means that we were shooting targets to win turkeys.
Right. Turkey shoots. You've heard of turkey shoots?
I have. I've never done one.
Me neither, but this was a huge thing here in the Northwest kind of way back when, back in the early 60s. Part of this kind of Northwest sporting culture, the way Watkins Jarvis explained it to me, before REI, before the EPA, this is where kids went to learn about hunting and shooting, but they also learned about safety and conservation and native plants and animals and how to pick up after themselves when they went for a hike in the woods.
This is a vital part still of our community. As you can see from the parking lot, it's full. on a Wednesday early afternoon. I understand that it can be a little unnerving to hear gunshots in the background. But as somebody who grew up hearing that her whole life, it becomes part of the norm of where we lived. I don't notice it.
So what struck me when I was out there is that longtime residents just don't associate the sound of gunfire at a school, really loud sounds of gunfire at a school, with school shootings.
Right, but those longtime residents are a shrinking breed of people, I would imagine. You have a lot of people moving into the area. And doesn't it make sense for them, given how much school shootings are in the news these days, that they would be sensitive?
Yeah, people like Freya Thoritzen.
And I think that it's just a case of the wrong activity for this time and place, that maybe 50 years ago, when this was just nothing and it was up in the mountains, it was no big deal. But today, this is a really busy area, and there are thousands of students here who are being exposed daily to the sound of gunfire while they're trying to learn.
And David, you also found in your reporting that Freya's fears around shootings are not entirely unfounded.
Certainly not from her perspective. When I started reporting on the story, I Googled like Issaquah school and guns, and one of the first things that comes up is an incident that occurred back in 2011. It was a shootout on school grounds, and I was able to find a former student who was there that day named Jacob Bernardo. It was a Saturday, and his dad had dropped him off for theater practice at the school. Neither one of them knew what was going on.
I just got out of the car and started walking onto campus. And I made it to about like right over here in the bus loop. Then the next thing that I heard as I was walking along was a police officer from over there yelled out to me, drop what's in your hands and get on the ground. And so I dropped my driver's ed notes and my script, and they all flew everywhere. Never got those back.
So about 20 minutes earlier, a man had been spotted walking through the town of Issaquah. He was holding two shotguns. He had something like 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Turns out he was headed for the elementary school, where the police ended up confronting him. A shootout occurred. He was shot and killed, and fortunately, nobody else was injured.
So, David, was there any connection between this shootout and the shooting range next door?
No connection at all. We should be totally clear about that. But there was confusion on that day. Jacob told me about how one of his friends reacted.
She just kind of assumed it was the gun range. She just didn't even really process for her.
And there's also video of the shootout that someone posted online that was shot from the gun range.
That is shot right down by the high school.
Everybody probably thinks it's the range.
Yeah, come on. All right, let's leave the school for a moment and take a short break. When we come back, what could this conflict mean for the future control of Congress?
Looking for more great local stories? We've got you covered. Our new weekly newsletter, The Best of KUOW, curates essential stories about the Puget Sound region and delivers them straight to your inbox. Subscribe for free by texting KUOW to 22828.
So, David, you and I are political nerds, and one of the reasons that we're interested in this story is because there's this really important congressional race happening out there right now. Issaquah is in the 8th District, and that's where longtime Republican Congressman Dave Reichert is now retiring, and a Democrat and a Republican are battling it out for his seat.
Yeah, and this race is getting tons of national attention. It's a big contest. It's on track to be the most expensive House race in Washington state history because it's one of those seats that could flip the House and turn it from Republican to Democratic control, which could in turn determine whether or not President Trump gets impeached.
Yeah, and this was a district that was drawn to be safe for Republicans, but that's now changing as the district is changing. And guns are a very hot-button issue these days. How is that issue playing out in this race?
I asked Democrat Kim Schreier about that. She's a first-time candidate, and she's a pediatrician. And I asked her specifically about this gun range in Issaquah.
The time when I heard the most about this was right after Parkland, and a lot of my patients, teenagers who go to Issaquah High School, were hearing the shooting range, and it was scaring them.
And Schreier says she's going to fight the NRA if she gets elected.
Okay, and on the other side, Republican Dino Rossi is a real estate developer. He's run for governor twice. Where does he stand on the gun issue?
Dino Rossi got an A rating from the NRA when he was in the state Senate. Schreier's campaign is making an issue out of that, and I was not able to reach Dino Rossi for this story.
Do you have a sense of which position might play better in this district?
You know, I don't know for sure, but I would say for this reporting, what I learned is that older conservative worldview that's kind of dominated that district for a long time may be starting to fade. And if that's the case, that's going to help Schreier. But this district is still really culturally divided. And you could see that in the forecast for what might happen in this race. The New York Times poll that just came out as we tape this has it within a single point in favor of Schreier. So it's a really close race.
All right. So I want to circle finally back to the gun range. What's the future of the gun range? Is anything likely to happen to move it away from the school?
It's hard to say. Freya Thorisson has launched a petition drive with others to try to get the range to move. They've gotten over 500 signatures, but she told me she's gotten almost no support from the school district, really no support from elected officials. But, you know, as Issaquah changes and more people are moving in there from California and even Montana who don't hear the sounds of guns on school grounds as something that's normal, as they did in the past, it's possible. And even someone I spoke to who supports the range said that she thinks that because of those changes, someday it's likely that the gun range is going to move.
Thanks for the story, David.
Thanks, Deb.
So this story was inspired by a question from listener Tess McMillan. Sound Cues is a podcast fueled by listener curiosity and is a production of KUOW in Seattle. Do you have a question about Puget Sound? We're listening. Go to kuow.org/soundcues or email us at soundcues@kuow.org. That's soundcues with a Q. Your question might become our next episode. Sound Cues is a production of KUOW in Seattle. Matt Martin is our producer. Jim Gates and Gil Agutter edited this story. Our production team includes Anna Boyko-Wyrock, David Hyde, Jill Jackson, and Brendan Sweeney. Special thanks to Megan Farmer. Michael Parker composed our theme music. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Thanks for listening.